Hello and welcome to today's discussion. I'd like to welcome Vicky here to speak with me.
Hi, thank you for hosting me.
So today I would like to explore one of Edith Cornan's new books called The Mirror in the Sky. Have you read it?
Actually, yes, I quite enjoyed it too. Tara struggled to accept who she is and truly feel as though she had a grasp on her own life really affected me.
I sympathize with her too. Tara really does go through so much controversy and struggles throughout her life. And I think when the scientists found that new world with the reverse picture in it, definitely heightened her discomfort, but also made her grow as a person.
Well, yes, of course, her life changed. I'm pretty sure everyone's lives were altered in some way. The people inhabiting that form of Earth all had one mindset and knew exactly what science knew. They were the only life living on a planet, and so when that recording showed up, and then the picture, everything they knew completely changed with one broadcast.
I couldn't imagine living my life and doing my own everyday tasks, going the places that I go, because I think that it would be that I would want to or need to, and then see a picture of myself doing the same exact things, only if it wasn't truly me, if it was a different version of me, one living in a completely opposite life, maybe one that had the completely same life as me, one who made so many different decisions than I did, or maybe even one who just had a better luck than me. But that person who I reflected just not being me. I wouldn't be the only one version of me out there. And for some reason, some people, I'm sure, would be too much even to comprehend. I think that's exactly what happened. People were dealing so much with so much change so rapidly, they had to make a quick adjustment one way or another. And I think that's why the cult started and why Tara's mother joined. I think that's why all those people rioted and buried Mexico Narati, the woman in the photograph, alive. I think all these last people already, excuse me, trying to cope with all of life's unanswered questions just got a whole lot more unanswered questions that could have contradicted everything they believed.
The author and poet Tara Nova's Virginia Woolf in our own Virginia Woolf's interview, which was discovered by their NASA, certainly raised more questions. Their Virginia was saved by her husband, Leonard, saved her while our Virginia, in fact, did kill herself because Leonard was too late. Their Virginia reflected on how her life completely changed, and after that moment, she turned her life around and made many more books, poems, became an activist, university professor, and made a difference in her world when our world lacked all of her contributions, truly highlighting the world's what ifs that plagued life.
Absolutely. I think that interview was such a dire part of the book because everyone in life at some point ponders what ifs in the other worlds. Virginia actually lived a what if, making everyone truly question where they are, where they could be, and their true identity. No one gets to live through or see their what if play out, because then it would not be a what if. And that was always certain, that you could not change the past, and what if could always be what if. However, that interview once again drastically changed people's perception and raised to the question everything they know.
I feel as though that's why Tara's life completely changes. The people at her school and around her are surrounded by such uncertainty and tension. At some point, there has to be a break, and when Hall disappears, that was definitely their break.
I completely agree. A teenager's life is already hard, and 90% of the teenagers are already struggling with finding their true identity, a safe place, and struggling with balancing life in general. So this new revelation only takes their struggles to the next level. Tara highlights this specifically at one point when she says, "I wonder if there's a version of me out there who feels like she belongs." Teenagers consciously face ridicule and feeling out of place, but now the plaguing thought of what if there's a version of me, this or that, makes their struggles 100 times worse.
I really feel bad for Tara's characters. She never really felt as though she had a place, dealt with so much, and felt so alone. The discovery of Terra Nova really does seem to make her life worse.
I completely understand where you're coming from because of her mom leaving and becoming distant. All of these new questions, her best friend, her only friend moving, and more. But I feel like this new discovery brings her closer to unlikely new friends and another that truly understands her, who she loves. Tara's character needed that hard push to change her life. She was not happy. She was alone and lost. By the end of the book, when Tara doesn't question herself anymore and she surrounds herself with people who cares for her and who she cares for, and she gets her mom back and has hope for the future. And who knows, what if that hadn't happened? Where would she be? We may never know, Vicky. Well, thanks for coming in on this episode of my podcast. I'd love to have you again. Today, March 27th. Thank you, Vicky.